Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Bob Loeb of Loeb Properties, Jackie Nichols from Playhouse on the Square, June West of Memphis Heritage, Ekandayo Bandalay from Hadaloo Theater, and Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. I think I'm going to go to my right here and start with you, Bob Loeb. But what does it take from you from a business point of view to redevelop in the urban core?
We've been following Overton Square for 20 years, have owned a property over there for 25 years, and we've been active in Midtown investment and development for 25 years. So we've had our eyes on the square, and we thought that there was demand there all along. The prior developers had a vision that was just not appropriate for the property, so they were never able to implement their plan, but there was always opportunity there.
And Jackie, you've been there for a long time in various forms, you through the good years and bad years.
Right, since 1975.
75. Yeah. What does it mean to you to be in Overton Square? How important is it to Playhouse on the Square?
Well, it's in our title. So it wouldn't be good if we were Playhouse on the Square down on the river. We were actually brought into the square for many of the same reasons it's valid today, is that our patrons are the kinds of folks that are going to go to the restaurants and the shops and enjoy that. So Overton Square brought us in 1975 after Lafayette's Music Hall failed because it was losing so much money. And when they saw the other kinds of shows we were doing at our other locations, said, we want a theater in Overton Square. And so that was our beginning.
And Eck, you're about to be a new tenant, yeah. Your theater. You've been down kind of halfway the Edge District, halfway mm-hmm. between downtown and Midtown.
Right.
Why Overton Square?
Well, I mean, it's kind of what Bob always says in his speeches and kind of what Jackie says, and that is Bob Loeb called, Henry Turley and said, what should Overton Square be? And Henry Turley said, a theater district. And Jackie, of course, said, what you need for a theater district is more theaters. And there we are in the Edge District on Marshall Avenue. And our audience was growing and growing, and we had actually outgrown the storefront where we are presently. And we were actively looking for somewhere. And somebody in Mayor Wharton's office came to me, Carrie Hayes, and said, if Loeb wanted to talk to you about building in Overton Square, would you entertain the idea? And of course, Jackie's been my mentor from the beginning, even before Hadaloo opened. He's kind of led me through the development of the organization. And with those three stage theaters already there, and then the movie theater studio on the square right across the street, the symbiotic relationship just made sense. And us moving anywhere else did not make sense.
But June, this must make you all this must make you very happy. You have fought a lot of fights over historic properties and historic areas in Memphis.
Right.
You've taken a lot of heat sometimes.
Oh,
and we
sure.
can talk about some of the other ones that are ongoing, battles won, battles lost.
And undefeated.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Well, no, yeah, and we've had our defeats, but we keep on, trucking like the bunny. But basically what we knew is those buildings could be revived, not just for their history and all for, it gives a sense of place to Midtown. And we knew we didn't want a box grocery store with a large parking lot. I mean, that's pretty much sums it up.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.